Leader by Choice, 7 Decisions That Spark Your Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. Written and narrated by Andres Valdez. Copyright by Andres Valdez. Dedication to my parents, Pedro and Yasmina, for giving me life. Forward. There is something to be said about someone who writes based on personal experiences as opposed to theoretical lessons on the topic of leadership. I often come across very ambitious, articulate, charismatic speakers and authors who teach principles by using information they have learned from successful people. But in this case, Andres decided to write a book about being and becoming a leader by choice, quote unquote. I would not co-sign a book written from the perspective of theory. I can only co-sign successful application. And I personally know that Andres has used his personal experiences to transform his life, and if applied, it can transform yours. I remember the first time I met him at a hotel restaurant in Miami, Florida. There were two things that stuck out for me: his humility and his cell phone. Andres has a quiet calm about him that lets you know he has been through some storms in his life, but he has not remained in them. I always say, if you can't let go of what happened, you'll never be ready for what's coming. His humility lets me know he is ready for what's coming. The other thing that stood out for me was his cell phone. I was amazed that he was using an old flip phone without the internet that had to be at least 5 years old. This amazed me because in this day of the iPhone, he was using a phone that most of us would say is old and outdated. However, for me, this spoke volumes about his leadership and not allowing life to dictate how he chooses to live. As I have come to know and respect Andres over the years, I can now say that he is not just a leader, but someone with a life story which motivates others to lead. He walks the talk and practices what he preaches. I recommend this book to all. It is filled with leadership principles and life tips that are born out of life experiences and presented in a way that is appealing, gripping, and educational. As it has been said, to whom much is given, much is required. To Andres, much has been given and experience, and thus it is required of you to share and continue to be a leader by choice. Kendall Ficklin, CEO and founder of Grindation. Introduction. Your father's dead. Those were the first words I heard as I walked through the door of my best friend JC's house. I found myself gasping for air after listening to those three words, feeling like someone had punched me right in the gut. I held my stomach as I bent over, gasping for the little air I could collect. JC's mom was somehow given the responsibility of breaking the news to me of my father's question-filled and unexpected death earlier in the day. As Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. The news of my father's death was definitely one of those punches. The pain from his death was unbearable at times. After this experience, I thought there would be some limit or cap on the amount of crappy stuff life threw at me. The reality is, everyone gets punched in the mouth by life, and for most of us, including myself, we get hit more than once. I'll share some of those experiences later, but I don't want to portray them as some bigger deal than they were. How we get through stuff is more important than what we go through. There were times in my past when I felt like the world was completely against me and was trying to count me out. Have you ever felt that way? During the most difficult of times, I felt like I had an excuse to give up, settle, or become a negative statistic. After all, I felt like life was doing an excellent job of intentionally keeping me down from the beginning of life. But this book isn't about my
Sample complete. Ready to continue?